Fresh air and sunshine, fresh air and sunshine keeps you healthy along your way. Fresh air and sunshine, fresh air and sunshine brighten your day today.
Welcome to Better Living, a program sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and Thursday at this time and will provide listeners with life-changing, Christ-centered, natural health information that will enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple natural principles to your life so that you may enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness.
Your world today.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis, and I'm pleased to be able to join you at home or in your car or in your place of business. Today we have a very special guest with us, and he's no stranger to some of our listening audience. He's been here about 20-some years ago. Welcome, Brother Jackson.
Yes, good to be here in this favorite spot that we used to conduct a live radio program many years ago.
How long ago is many years ago?
Well, I was just talking to my friend here. He said he'd been here 28 years. We used to operate the health food store down here on Highway 70. Mm-hmm. And we ran a program for 8 years, and I think it's been probably about 23 or 24 years ago.
Wow, that's been a long time.
Been a long time. We're still residents of Benton County, and we're still in the business of trying to keep people healthy, wealthy, and wise. That was just to be the name of our radio program, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise.
You know, I would like for listeners out there, those of you especially who went back those days, if you remember this man, I'd like for you to call in. We have a live call-in program today. The phone numbers are 584-7570 and 584-4444. We're right here wanting to hear from some of our listeners from years gone by. So just feel free to call in at any time. If you have questions, health questions, challenges, concerns, information you've heard on this program, please do not hesitate to call us here. So you've been running the Earth Food Health Food Store for many years.
Right.
And I reckon the people in this area love to purchase some of the products,
right,
especially bread, I understand. Huh?
Yes, we used to also operate a bakery out of the Earth Food Health Food Store. The Earth Food Health Food Store, like I said, it's next to the Camden Park in the little area there. And we had a bread called the Wholesome Loaf. And it was a natural product that people came to purchase. And also customers, they used to come in there and buy different products, the trail mix and other kind of nutritional supplements. And so we operated that store for about 8 to 10 years down there. We also tried to launch out a little restaurant for a period of time. And so we did several things, provided educational programs. But we were excited to be on the radio program at that time. One of the proprietors of this radio station is Ron Lane. And I remember when I first met him, it was coming to secure advertisement for the restaurant, for the health food store.
Sure.
2-3 minute slots. I said, well, no, I'd like to do a really live talk show.
Yes, sir.
And so we agreed, and Ron, for a period of time, was the host on that program. And so we worked together, and it was a call-in program.
Yeah.
And it was titled Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And we built a lot of bonding relationships.
Okay.
And so we're glad to be back here on this program. We still have an interest in the health and welfare of our community and worldwide. And so we want to provide some, you know, help if we can in that area.
Now, since those days, you've moved from local to international.
Yes, we have gone local to global. So we're still here as residents of Camden, and we operate a ministry there in Carroll County, which is a Christian health education ministry that we also have a center, and similar to things that also you do, we bring people in utilizing natural means to help reverse their condition, heart disease, cancer, AIDS, arthritis, diabetes, by showing them how to restore their health naturally. And also we have publications that we have developed, resource material that people can access on different disease, whether it's diabetes, arthritis, tapes, video, CDs, DVDs.
That's all right.
And like I said, in the last probably 20 years, we have definitely traveled quite a bit.
Okay.
We have probably covered four continents and probably every state in the United States. And we've been to Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, Canada, various other places trying to promote these principles.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So now, listeners, you may be wondering, you know, can I call in? You know, sometimes it's difficult for people to just take up the phone and call in. They
yes.
don't want to hear themselves on the radio, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be encouraging to have listeners to call in.
It's definitely encouraging to this program. And at the same time, this might be one out of a lifetime opportunity mm-hmm. to get some free information and how to utilize some things that's very accessible to you in dealing with your health.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if I was on the other end, I have done that, I would definitely love to make a call and to access this program. So I encourage, and maybe there's some things that they need to just want to give comments.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues on cancer and depression. And as some who listened to our program many years, I used to suffer with arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, for over 10 years.
Okay.
From the age of 17 to 27. I'm a young 58 now, but I don't have any arthritis. And so you and I have been knowing one another for a period of time. So if people are interested in knowing how we work with people and how to restore their health, you know, I invite them to call in.
Yes,
it's a good opportunity to do that.
If you have struggles with arthritis, diabetes, cancer, AIDS, you know, you want some good information.
Yes.
Now is the time to pick up the phone and call 584-4444 or 584-7570. Please do not hesitate to call in. You know, we are trying to bring back some memories from years gone by as our dear Ron joins us here. Ron, welcome to this old-time Better Living Radio Health Program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I walk in and I see an old gray-headed man here. I didn't hardly recognize him. Last time I saw him, he had black hair.
That's right. Well, it's good to see Ron and that voice, that radio voice.
Yes, sir.
And we're just trying to get folks to call in. I was just telling Ron as you walked in how you and I met many years ago, and how we said, I guess we were not here in this particular part. We were
down on 70, the old building down there.
Right.
And we did Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise for several years.
That's right.
As I remember, it was on Wednesday morning, wasn't it?
Wednesday morning. And one thing I remember about Ron, I don't know if he does it now, but I remember we were talking about sugar one time, and he was, you know, he loves his caffeine, and he stopped using sugar, but he stopped using, I guess he put blackstrap molasses in there. You remember that?
I don't know. I have done that.
And I said, man, you know, at least that was a bold step, but that's pretty strong stuff to put into some coffee.
I never will forget Thomas called sugar the white bandito.
The white bandito.
You still use that phrase?
I still use that phrase, Ron, because I was also used to be robbed by that sugar. And that's one thing that created my arthritic problem, because it was robbing calcium out of my joints. And, you know, people might use it on a light scale, but I love sugar. I used to eat sugar sandwiches and sugar on my rice and sugar on my beans, and until it began to just deplete my body of calcium. So that's why I began to have those joints.
Well, no wonder. Nobody is that extreme.
Well, you're right. They don't do it as I did, so I had to learn to do things in moderation.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you're looking good.
Well, except for the gray hair, but that's wisdom.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
That's wisdom.
Well, I've got a lot of that, too.
That's
a lot of wisdom. Yeah, I'll remember
good.
That.
That's good.
But this guy here is carrying on your tradition.
And I was really encouraged when Peter Lewis decided to do this program. And I was excited about it, because I know when we stopped, and I had a commitment, you know, to see, you know, the people in this area to still have some information. And we started traveling and developing other resources. And so when Peter moved in and said he was going to start a radio program, I was excited. And I knew you were still here. And I know it took a little while to build up a good relationship with the people. And just even now, I was telling Peter, I said, we need to do this more often with a call in, because it takes time to prime our folks. So we pray that as they listen, they call in and we get some good information there. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I'll have to tell you this. I'm in and reasonably good health.
Okay. I'm it's all right. That's good, Ron.
Thank the good Lord. I'm rarely sick, and Jim can vouch for that. I hardly ever miss.
And you keep moving.
I keep moving. But I attribute a lot of that to the principles that you laid down back in those years on your radio program. I'm not.
I understand, but
I still have that sugar in my coffee, but you know that's about it.
You're drinking some water too.
I do.
Yeah. Didn't you smoke during that time?
Yeah. Well, in the past, yeah.
And you gave it up. I think you mentioned to me that during the years when Brother Jackson ran the radio program, he influenced you to give that tobacco up.
He had a positive influence on me in many ways. Mm. I don't know about Jim. I don't know if you've broken the shell yet.
He said he's been here 28 years, so sometime he's a young guy, so we're still praying for Jim.
keep him on that prayer list.
Yeah. But it's good to see Jim here. Sure, and we're blessed to be here this morning, this afternoon, to see Ron. Yes.
When you look at the state of health in America and in the world today, as you've traveled from continent to continent, does it seem like the challenge with health is improving? Are people living longer and healthier lives?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, I've been to Europe several times and Asia, and when you're talking about it's improving, you know, the World Health Organization said every 30 seconds someone is dying from heart disease and cancer. That's every 30 seconds. That's 4,500 funerals. And we find that there's a greater awakening in health. Mm-hmm. And we find throughout the Western country people becoming more attentive to health. But we still find there's some staggering statistics saying that people, you know, need to still make some changes in their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And we find that overall, when we started, I remember many years ago, not too many people were interested into natural health. Mm-hmm. But we find even over one-third of the population in the United States are becoming more interested in health. You know, people want to exercise more. People talking about weight problem. People looking at lifestyle changes. Yeah. So I would say there's a greater interest. There's some improvement, but now it's shifting to our children. We find now that there's a great deal of obesity among elementary school children. Mm-hmm. We find that America, as far as weight, you know, one out of three person is obese. High blood pressure used to be the number one killer in America, but now cancer is the number two killer. And I remember years ago here in this community, I don't know what's the population now, but when I first started, it was probably the whole county, maybe 16 to 20,000. I don't know what it is now. Is that increased any?
Not too much.
Not too much.
16, 17.
Yes, because even in this community, cancer per capita people was very high in this particular area in as far as Tennessee. So overall, there's awareness. People are looking for better ways, you know, and I would say since I started, I've seen people make some changes overall globally, but it's still devastating. It's still, you know, education is the key. This is why radio program, like, educate. Yeah. That's the key.
Absolutely. You
know? And so this is what I find is the key here.
What have you found, Ron, in speaking and talking to people around Benton County? Do you find that people's health consciousness in this local area is somewhat improving, or have you had any feedback?
I think that what you said is pretty right on there. I think education is the key. I think in some respects people are more health conscious. I mean, they're bombarded with it on a daily basis.
That's right.
From TV and radio and whatever.
Yeah.
And in the news, you know,
absolutely.
You sit down and watch a newscast at night, CBS or NBC. Mm-hmm. Almost every news program, there is a story about the health benefits.
Right.
And so if you pay attention to what you see and read, you can't help but be affected by it. And I think there are some people that that are taking note, but unfortunately, you know, old habits are hard to hard to break. And you just look up and down the road, you see all the fast food, you know, businesses, and they all seem to be thriving. And we're here in the South, and still a lot of barbecue and catfish eating.
If we can just get the people just add a little more vegetables and fresh food, that would improve. You know, Ron mentioned that. Habits, and I think this is the key.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the key.
Not the fact that habits cannot be broken. But have you ever heard the expression, you cannot teach old dogs new tricks?
Certainly, I've heard that.
And I remember a client of ours was at our health facility. He was about 80 years of age and had a brain tumor, and we were working with him. And I shared a story with him in regards to my wife's aunt who had operable cataracts. And this has been years ago. She was 70 years of age, and we shared a program with her how to probably prevent, at that time, operation on those cataracts. Okay. So we took a program and instructed her what to do, and she said, "Tom, you cannot teach old dogs new trick." So I just gave the program to her, and after several months, she did pick up the program and tried it, and then she didn't need any cataracts operation.
All right.
So I shared this with this older gentleman. He was a pastor. I said, "You know that my aunt told me that you can't teach old dogs new trick." But he made a very profound response. He said, "It all depends on the dog." And so that means that,
absolutely,
you know, it depends on the individual.
Yeah.
That if we, you know, we are creatures of habits, and I know we all have these habits. I have to deal with habits. I had to acknowledge that.
Right.
But I think the biggest question is, do I want to enjoy life and life more abundantly that Christ came to give me? Do I really want to be healthy? One other thing, as we wait on people, I know we only have a few moments as they call. You might want to get those numbers again.
The
Peter.
Numbers are 584-7570 and 584-4444. Please, the listener, please call in. Those of you who listened to the program years ago, call in. Let's hear your voice. All right, continue.
I remember a doctor friend of mine had had a client, had full-blown, this client had full-blown AIDS. Mm-hmm. And make a long story short, the medical community only gave her probably about a year to live. And so he knew about how we dealt with AIDS. So he sponsored her after she said there was no hope.
Right.
And she began to make preparation for her death and made him to be the legal guardian of her estate and et cetera, et cetera. But he told her that, you know, fine. But he found out there was somewhere that she can be helped.
Absolutely.
And so she began to give a lot of excuses. She said, well, she didn't have the money, she didn't have the transportation, and all these kinds of excuses. It was like a litany of excuses she was given.
Okay.
And so he asked her one question. He said, "Do you want to live?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "What would you do to live?" She said, "I'd do anything." So anyway, he provided the resources, and she came today. That was in 2000. I think 2002, something like that. So it's been over 3 years. The woman is AIDS-free.
Praise the Lord.
The point is this, is that do we want to be well?
Absolutely.
Do we want to enjoy health? And once we make up our mind and resolve and make a commitment, it's not so much a fact of failures and falling back. We don't promise. We just make up our mind. We make a commitment and say, I want to be healthy. And now we have tools and resources to do that.
Absolutely.
So I think this is the key here, is making up your mind, you know, that you want to enjoy this. And the fact is, stop looking at the fact that I have not had it these many years.
Right.
Everything else has failed, but the Bible says where there's life, there's hope.
That's right.
No.
You know, there's a factor that's real challenging for people, and we talked about that just now. Habits changing is indeed difficult, and this is where, you know, the divine aid comes in, because apart from the divine power of God, it's very difficult to change old habits, man.
Right.
It's difficult.
Right, that's true. Yeah, you need that divine power.
Yeah.
And I believe, even Ron, all of us believe that, you know, that strength that only come from that, Lord, you know, prayer ways. Lord, I need grace. Everything we need to do, I mean, everything in life as far as changing, God has given us the will. So we can decide.
That's
now,
right.
There might be those who's listening might not believe in God, but we say that power is accessible to people.
That's
and
right.
I know when I was diagnosed with this rheumatoid arthritis, that I was told there was no cure for it. But once I began to study and read, and I went into the Word of God, and I began to discover these health principles, I made up my mind. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I made a decision right there that I was going to make changes.
Okay.
And I cried out to God, and even my lovely wife, Ron knows my wife, been married over 30-some years, and when I made that decision, she was not, at that time, in harmony with my changes. So for 2 years, we were living in different pots and pans. But I left her to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I lost my cook. So we had to connect with that power. And I asked God, I said, Lord, if I'm going to do this, I need strength. I need grace. Mm. And he gave that to us. Mm. And I believe that.
Now, Ron, would you say that there was an easy way, perhaps a pill that someone could take to make them healthy, you know, just right off the back, or to help them to change their old ways? What do you think, how do you think people would receive that, a magic pill?
Or I think it'd be great. I think you would
become billionaires.
Yeah, you sure would. What everybody needs Laverne to be in their kitchen so that she can do the cooking there.
That's all right.
I know, you know, it's and that's one of the I guess in this fast paced world that we live in, and that's probably one of the drawbacks. I've eaten Laverne's cooking, mm-hmm. Thomas, you know, very, very good. But I guess it takes a little, maybe a little bit more time, a little bit more preparation, a little bit more thought to it than it would to drive through a fast food place
and
get a sandwich.
It sure does.
But it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle change. And when you make a commitment to do that, then you would make allowances for the time, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's indeed a challenge to change lifestyle. Education is absolutely important. In fact, in the scriptures, in Matthew 10:35, Jesus addressed the physical, mental, and spiritual person, mm-hmm. the whole person.
Right.
It says, and Jesus went about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So there we saw Jesus, he went into the synagogue, teaching in their synagogue, that's the mental, right?
Right.
And preaching the gospel, that's the spiritual, and healing every sickness and every disease, that's the physical. So Jesus ministered to the physical, mental, and spiritual needs of mankind. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's why we're here. And Brother Jackson and his ministry have some students coming in. Do you accept local students?
We accept folks that comes locally, internationally. Yes, we have a medical missionary training school that we conduct every year from February to June. And we conduct that over there in Carroll County, because Clarksburg, that's what we have a school going on over there. So these folks come from all over the world.
Okay, how many students you have coming in?
Well,
this year
we usually take, you know, we try to keep it down a very low scale to 10, but we have close to 17, 18 some students probably be coming. We've got up to 25, and like I said, they come from Europe, they come from Africa, they come from America, different parts of the United States, from the West Indies, and they spend 4 months there learning these principles. So they go back in various areas, they open up facilities to promote healthful living based on biblical principles. And so these are some of the things that we have to do.
So here are people who have traveled land and sea, come to this country to learn health principles, to go back and to teach to their community. So friends, we're going to continue on our next radio program. Brother Jackson will be back with us. So write down some questions. Whatever question you have, health challenges, just jot them down and tune in tomorrow. Ron, do you have a final word you want to say to our listeners?
Just, what you just said. I know Thomas has a lot of people out there that remember him and maybe would like to give us a call and pose some questions to him tomorrow. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Just good to see you.
It's good to be here, and this just deja vu.
Deja vu. All over again.
All over again. And we're blessed to be here. So we'll be here tomorrow, I imagine, at 1:25.
1:25.
And we have open lines. So I know the people just a little hesitant, so we just want to be sure that they be prepared tomorrow.
All right. It's good to thank be you here. Very much. And
thank
God
Ron
bless
for joining
you.
Us, too.
Thank you, Ron.
Yes.
Upon the shore, blue sky.
been listening to Better Living, sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis, treatment, or cure of any disease. For questions or comments, you're invited to call Better Living at 584-2670. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and Thursday at this time on 1220 WFWL.